welcome back to Zella Performance Solutions. It is February 2025, and somehow still in this day and age, Leah McHugh here can comment on this. Somehow we're still seeing people at Amazon who say, yes, I agree, this needs to be fixed. Maybe we send an appeal, maybe we flag something, maybe it's a case open, whatever it might be. They agree that it needs to be fixed, and they don't know where to fix it, they don't know how to fix it, or they don't know who to send it to for fixing. So what would you say is your typical case, if there is one, or the typical situation where this comes back to you, where people at Amazon say, I know what you're saying is correct, but I don't know what to do about it?
So it's actually kind of less that they don't know what to do about it and more that they cannot access the tools in order to make the fix. So a lot of the times they do know what needs to be done, but they can't do it. And so sometimes they'll transfer it to the people that can do it. A lot of this time you get some random generic response from that person. You clearly didn't read the internal annotation that was sent to them. And so you end up in this loop where you have to contact the teams that you are able to contact who don't have access to what is needed to fix the problem. They then send it to the people who can fix the problem, and those people just send back a generic response or answer something completely different than what has been asked of them.
They don't have access to the right tools because they're not working on that every day, day in, day out, or they don't have access to it because there have been abuse problems internally in the past and they've seen their access severed because too many people were touching too many things they shouldn't have as part of their jobs.
Even within certain teams, if you don't contact them through a specific channel, even though it's the same team, that team can't do it unless you contact them through a different channel in order to access those tools. I've had that with brand.
It's the same as account
contacts through brand registry. They can only access certain tools if you contact their team through Seller Central, even though it's the exact same team.
I think it's akin to mismanagement of seller performance where things bounce around, they get left to rot in a ticket, or account annotations aren't being reviewed and somebody else comes in. I'm in Seattle this week and I've talked to some people. I've heard that they are going in the direction, finally, of having like a dedicated person who is going
to accelerate, right?
They did. But I mean, that was the announcement of it. Now it's the implementation stage. I mean, it's going to be a roughly six month lag.
Still waiting on that escalation button.
Yeah. They're going to be rolling out. I think they announced that stuff at Accelerate or in the fall. They spent parts of Q4 working on it. And then January, February is kind of the implementation stage. That's how it typically works.
Right. But I mean, also talking about tools not doing what they're supposed to be doing, I've also had cases that have been escalated to leadership or to executive seller relations. And those cases are supposed to be locked to that person. Those cases keep getting removed from their case log. And then somebody else answers with some random response. And I've actually had the people on the other end say, this is supposed to be locked to me, but it keeps getting taken away.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I found kind of interesting. It is when people say it's been transferred somewhere it shouldn't have been transferred, or it's like they can't even retain authority of their own caseload, which is sort of interesting. Again, something that I'm going to be bringing up while I'm here this week. We'll be posting this by the time I'm gone from Seattle, but I think it's an interesting question to ask. How much control do these people have over their tools? Why is the wrong team looking at the right case? You know, that kind of thing, because that just creates bottlenecks and miscommunication internally. I mean, never mind our interest in communicating with them from the outside. What alarms me the most is some of these teams can't communicate properly with each other.
And I've also seen that a lot as well, where one team is like, oh, this is the other team's responsibility. And then the other team is like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And then it just gets bounced around to different people being like, nope, not us. And you end up going nowhere.
Well, it goes nowhere quickly. And then we get to the escalations by email stage faster.
I'm actually talking about the escalation.
That's what we end up getting to that almost immediately. That's the net result. You can try to hammer this stuff out, going back and forth in the ping pong game. But after you do it enough times like we have, why bother? You're just going to go straight to the escalation email chain because that's how it ultimately gets resolved, right?
I guess what's been interesting for me is that the teams that are supposed to be able to bypass this, like the leadership team and like the executive seller relation team, also seem to be getting stuck in this now where whoever they're pinging aren't getting back to them, or they're getting back to them with nonsense and they don't have the ability to push it higher or to push it to the next place which those historically were the teams that could do these things. And it seems like those powers have been taken away from them as well, which leads me to question, what is the point of those teams if they can't do these things?
What is the point of their calls? We alluded to this on a prior episode, but that's what's new, I guess, this year or recent, is that these leadership team people call you and talk to you about your problem. It's very similar to account health calling you and talking to you, or you might call them, but they also call you saying, this is what I want to tell you about what's going on with your account, but I'm not empowered to do anything about it. So I can maybe help you sort of kind of interpret what might be happening.
Well, so
they help you fix it.
They can push it internally. It's just, I'm seeing a lot more that when they push it internally, they're getting the same stupid responses as that anybody else is getting.
They push it internally to the same place.
Yeah.
So pushing it internally does not help, will not help. Take meticulous notes. This is the what to do about it phase. We did
get their name.
Get their name, date and time, pin them down. Are you calling me back? Is somebody else calling me back?
When will that be happening?
When will that be happening? There will be some mixed results. Sometimes they will say, I'll call you tomorrow afternoon, and they will. Other times it's afternoon, some other day that they call. Be on your toes, be ready to take those calls. I still, after a couple of years of this game, cannot explain why they switched. I guess they switched to calling people because there was such a circle that everyone was being taken.
I think they switched so they're not sending sellers things in writing.
Well, but they can send things in writing that don't say anything, the generic boilerplate stuff that they still send.
That's what I mean. They can give you real information. That's not my fault.
They can give you real information, but they can't solve it or fix it, which
I actually feel quite bad for these teams because I, in my experience, they are genuinely trying to correct the issue and are genuinely trying to do what is supposed to be their job. It's just that they seem to be getting blocked on all sides.
That's what I was kind of leading up to. They're not empowered within their own info access ability or within the tools to do what they need to do to help. They understand the problem, or we teach them what the problem is very quickly. What are they supposed to do other than sometimes they start complaining to us that they know how to fix something and they can't do it? What are they supposed to do when they're on a call with somebody? What are catalog teams supposed to do when they need to do a listing fix? Are they just going to start sending in escalations to the same people that we do? Is that going to be the end result?
I mean, that is essentially what.
Yeah, that's the way it's going. That's the way it's going. To the point where what's interesting in the last, I would say, several months to a year maybe, but now a lot of these lower tier internal team members who never really knew who the S team executives were or who manages the marketplace or who any of the executives were, senior management, they all seem to know their names now, which means they've gone through the annotations themselves and they've seen the prior emails going to some of these execs, or they've just dug through the phone tree and found them. I'm not sure how, but now they seem very aware of all the places that all the sellers are escalating, which just further underscores, why do we need all these escalations? Why can't we solve these?
Right. If all of the information is there for everybody to see, then why are multiple touch points necessary?
Yeah. And hopefully we can answer that this year or in a future episode, because it is kind of baffling. I mean, it's easy to just say, well, it's chaotic. Certain people don't want to work 5 days a week in the office and they're quitting. And maybe some of the people who fit into that puzzle are gone and there's steps being missed because people are gone. I mean, maybe that's some of it, but I don't think that's all of what's going on here.
No, like I said, I'm dealing with these teams all the time. They're trying to do what they're supposed to be doing and they're following the SOPs. It's just, they're not working. And like I said, I feel quite bad for them because they're clearly trying. And a lot of the time they clearly care, because when I'm reaching out to them, it's because there was an error on Amazon side of things and they're doing everything in their power to try to fix it. It's just not working.
Yeah. So the advice would be, don't stay stuck in loops. Don't keep doing useless calls or seller support cases. You're going to have to get on your primary email, start emailing the right people to teach them to understand that they haven't empowered their own teams to solve problems efficiently. Because in theory, if Amazon identifies a process breakdown, they're supposed to be very interested in plugging that hole, assessing it, plugging that hole, fixing it to make their lives better.
In theory.
In theory. So you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I mean, you can only go so far with it if you're not the person with access to internal tools. You do have access to people who have the ability to improve a process. Unfortunately, it's just one step at a time, one email at a time, one complaint at a time, one escalation at a time. We're still kind of stuck in that universe from last year and the year before, but it is important to do that and not to drive yourself crazy just doing the same thing over and over and over. We will never tell you on this podcast to just repeat the same thing you did yesterday and the day before and the day before that, because in a sense, that's what bureaucratic machinery like this wants you to do. That's why it exists. It's just to kind of either send you into another loop or keep you in the same loop. Don't do that. Break out of the loop.
Be ungovernable.
That's right. Which is not to say start spamming people and writing in all caps.
No, no. Ungovernable means you're doing it strategically. I don't
do it strategically. Thank
you. Being chaotic.
Excellent. Excellent way to wrap this one up. So thanks again for listening in and watching us complain about these types of things, but also hopefully throwing you a line for something you can latch onto for future.
Also, so you know that you're not going crazy.
Yes, you're not alone. You are not alone out there. Thanks again for listening into this episode. We will see you next time. Thanks, Leah.